Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we recap the Association of Principals and Vice Principals Awards ceremony to honor high achievers from this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE, exams. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. 111 high-achieving high school students were recognized on November 25 by the Association of Principals and Vice Principals for outstanding performances in the 2014-2015 sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC and Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination CAPE exams. Principals and vice principals selected the top two CSEC and CAPE students from their schools and feted them at a special ceremony at the Juicy Patties head office in Clarendon.
It is our responsibility as school administrators to ensure that we celebrate with our students, to celebrate excellence.
President of the Association of Principals and Vice Principals and Principal of Old Harbor High School, Linton Weir. Excellence was indeed on display, as students, many of whom were from less heralded schools in rural areas, obtained stellar passes in several subjects at the CSEC level. The majority were successful in 7 subjects and higher.
So the future looks bright, because when I look at the amount of in terms of the individual passes, I feel proud to be a Jamaican. I feel proud to be a part of the Association of Principals and Vice Principals. It means therefore that our colleagues would have been doing pretty well in order for the students to be achieving so much in such a short period of time.
Chairman of the Award Ceremony Planning Committee and Vice Principal at Norman Manley High School, Paul Hall. He also urged the students to work hard to maintain high standards for themselves in both their academic and personal lives.
Please ensure that you don't get caught up in the negative things that is surrounding you, but make sure that you move to the positive things. Make sure that you align yourself with persons who are positive. Make sure that you align yourself with persons who are good role models, so that Jamaica's future will be bright.
Guest speaker Empress Golding sought to reinforce the event's theme, changing the education landscape, promoting diversity and effectiveness through leadership. She encouraged the students to work hard to become the next generation of wealth creators.
With so many years of CSEC graduates and CAPE graduates at 190, we gotta start thinking of the industries that bring in the most wealth, and we need to go in there and start claiming and putting our foot in there.
She emphasized the need for students to celebrate the achievements of their peers and to partner where possible to achieve even greater success.
If you come and tell me your story and you look on me and say, Empress, I'm successful, I'm supposed to go, yes, yes, I love him, I'm so excited. We don't get excited enough for each other. But when it's a football game and yeah, maybe champs, but when somebody's achieving, we don't jump up and make noise. We're so quick for bad mind.
Enough of the grown-ups, let's get to the high achievers. Meet Ricardo Smiley, former Karen Hall High School student who earned passes in 7 CSEC subjects.
I was excited when results came out. I'm pleased. After leaving sixth form, I would like to apply for an officer in the army.
Ayana Creary is a past student of Mayday High School who earned 5 ones, 2 threes and a 2 in her CSEC exams. She has this message for students from non-traditional high schools looking for success.
It's not the school, but what the students go there to do. You don't have to think of a school as just being upgraded, and some of the teachers are willing to work with the students, and great things are coming from upgraded high schools.
Brimavale High School past student Natasha Kral scored 6 ones with 3 distinctions, 3 twos and 1 three. She says it was difficult getting there, but she persevered.
I feel really great. I feel happy for all the hard work that I've put in. It's just hard work does pay off. Social media and stuff like that, it can wait after the exams, trust me.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity involving high schools, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.